y vamos tu yeshun, y vamos Avzayin Cheshvan, Etav Shalom, y vamos continuar November 2nd, 1975, 28 yeshun, y vamos continuar.
The Chiyuv Kores is not for being Mivateir, the one mitzvah of Mirei, but the Chiyuv Kores is for being Mivateir mitzvah altogether. Now, as long as he's alive, so he's still in a position to be mekayim the mitzvah of Mile. So Mile cannot be mechuyev kores. So the Rambam says, when does it become mechuyev kores? Only if he dies in all. So let's say, if he dies at the age of 93, so when did he become mechuyev to be mal himself at 13? So so he becomes mechuyev kores only at the moment of death. Because one day before he dies, he's 93 years old, but as long as he's alive, he can still be mekayim the mitzvah of Mile. And there is no inish of kores for being mevatel the essay of being mal one day or 2 days or 1,000 days or 10,000 days. But only for being mevatel the mitzvah of Mile completely in his lifetime. The Raivet is chelik. The Raivet shite is that if one day after Bar Mitzvah he does not mal himself, he is in a position to be mal himself, he already became Bar Mitzvah and he was in a position to be mal himself and he wasn't mal himself, he immediately becomes Mechuyev Kores. But if the next day he is mal himself, then the Chiyuv Kores is removed. But if he doesn't mal himself, so then he became Mechuyev Kores the first day that he was a god. That's the machlekes between the Rambam and the Raivet. Rambam Perek Aleph Hilchas Mile Haloche Beis. Rambam says, Kishi Yigdal Hu Chayiv Lom Lesatzmei V'chol Yeim V'yim Shiyabe Olof Mishi Yigdal V'liyom Lesatzmei Harei Hu Mivatei Hu Mitzvah Sasei Avo Hine Chayiv Kores Ad Shiyomus V'yu Oril B'meizit. Then the Chayiv Kores. So Kosov Arayi Lezal Im Bo Ze Tavli V'chim Shumasro Asofik Petrinis In HaShomayim V'chol Yeim Im In Bisa Kores. But if he's mal himself, so then the chorus is removed. Now, anyway, but here, so the question arises against the Rambam and against the Raivet, not only against the Rambam, but even against the Raivet. Against the Rambam, certainly the question arises, how does Gemara say, so we cannot learn out from the two of them. Shechin Kores. Where is there a Kores for Mile? According to the Rambam, certainly not. Kores there is only if he dies and all. But for the mere Bittul Mitzvahs, Mile, there is no Kores, and even according to the Raivet. So the Chiyuv Kores is only upon the person, the Godel. But the father who fails to be Mali child, so he is not Chayiv Kores. He is certainly not Chayiv Kores. And what is the Hashabes? The mitzvah of Mile that is incumbent upon the Godel, that is not the Yechei. That is not the Hashabes. Suppose the father wasn't Mali Be'im Hashmini, and then the child is a Godel already. Is he allowed to be Mali himself Hashabes? Of course not. So Dafke Mile Bismano, Mile Bisman, the mitzvah of Mile Bismano is not incumbent upon the Godel. When is he Godel? When is he Godel? So it's already long after Mila Bismano, the Yim Hashmini. So what is the Hashabes Mila Bismano? For the Bittul Mila Bismano, that the father is Mevatel. So there is certainly no Kores. So how can the Gemara say Shechin Kores? So the answer is, there is a Shaiches of Kores in that mitzvah. Eino Chename. There is no Kores for the Bittul of Mitzvah of Mila Bismano, but there is Kores if somebody is an all. So Memele, So even the mitzvah of milah bismanu is more chomor, because the chorus has a shayches to milah. So mele, the mitzvah of milah bismanu is more chomor. So we cannot learn out. Milah pesach shay chorus, mi pesach vitomi, shachin tzeir loveya, mi milah vitomi, shachin yesh nofnei adibu, v'alvi b'demandoma, eilo sheikrivu Yisroel b'mitbo, ilas tomid ab. So that was Vayalu Eilis. So there is one mandoma who says that that was an ilastomi, and that was, the Gemara in Chagiga says, that was before Matan Torah. That was just one day before Matan Torah, on the 5th of Sivan. So the Jews were makri. This call, guess what did it?
You can say that somehow there's a Xerus HaKosav, it's really the same mitzvah that the child eventually has, but somehow the Maisa is supposed to be by the father from before, but it's really the same.
But Mila Bismano, there is no chorus for Mila Bismano. So we have to say that Gemara means there is a shayches of chorus. So it's mochom. Umikulename. So now we can say that we cannot learn out from any of these, because Shechi Yesh Lefnei Adibu, Pesach is Lefnei Adibu, because Pesach the Jews were nistavim in Mitzrayim. Before Matan Torah, Mila, so Avraham Avinu was Nitztave. Avraham Avinu was Nitztave. And I mean, Tommy also, according to Mandoma, Shechiyeshni, Lifnei Adibo. Alright. So, Mila, we cannot learn out from Pesach, from Mila, from Tommy. So, what is the book here for this general principle that the essay is the Echelishim Chorus? A Litzrich. Salkadai Techamine, Litzrich. In other words, Oleo is needed. Why? Because if the Torah hadn't mentioned Oleo, I would say that as of Yidden is Deiche, the laces of chorus and decision. Why? Saugai Techamine, Teise Mikim Dave, Titanye, Yochel Yekim Dave, Deiche Shabbos, Amrei Marishim Eilom Tiro, Veshashim Zeti Shmeiru, Kuchon Chayobim Bechvei, Mailab, Yomali, Shchit Libashem. So the Torah herein tells us that the father tells his son, now you shech on Shabbos, shech, cook for me some, I want to eat some. So he shouldn't list. V'taim, because Rachmon and Shabbos, he said, Ishmael, holav oche, toche. But if the Torah didn't say, Shabbos, he said, Ishmael, ani ad Hashem, says, cook on chayom b'chvei. So then I would say that he should listen to the father. But meichat eisem, how can he behave at the Yisrael love of chorus of Chil Shabbos? Apparently herein we have a remez that generally an essay is the chorus. So if the Torah didn't tell us that Eshashri Sat Ishmeiru Kul Chayom Bichvedi, I would say that it should be the Yisrael. Now look what Rashi says. Sal Kodai Techamine Ilo iksiba leo litroshe teise ese vidocha leise sheyesh bekores mikim dvavei. I would learn out. Who can, how would I learn out from this posik in kim dvavei? Kuchem atov v'yo v'yichov v'yim v'yachor chayom v'yichvei mi'ani ad Hashem dosh shcheit lidav av loch shem lekores. So time you can have more zavei shmeiru holav oche doche. So here in the Torah actually tells us that only here got Kibdabeim, so the essay is not Eiche. But Bialme, an essay is the Eiche, Eliezer Shem Bekoros. So the Gemara says, no, Loi, Lavdi Mecham. When the Torah has to tell us that he shouldn't listen to the father, it's not in connection with Shrek Libashel, but it's in connection with the case that the father tells him, Chameya, and that he tells the son he should be Mechameya after the Behem. He should be after the behemoth. So there is no chorus, just a lab. So there I would say that an essay is deiche aleisese sheyish b'chorus. Because it's a lab grade, and there is a general principle that an essay is deiche aleisese sheyish b'chorus. Some the mele find mitzitzes. Some the mele, if the Torah didn't tell us, and yet the shem, I would say the father tells the son, now you follow after the behemoth that has some eichlin for me, and you follow it in the Rishus HaRabbi, You follow it in the Rishus HaRabim. Follow up that Chameya that has the Ichli for me. So if the Torah didn't tell us Ani Adishem, I would say he should listen to the Father. After all, there is no Yisakores involved, only Lav Grede. So the Esser of Kibudav should be Deiche, just as the Esser of Tzitzes is Deiche, Elav. So the Esser of Kibudav should be Deiche, Elav of Mechamia. So Kamash Milanok, he shouldn't listen to the Father. But look, Elo the Kaimelon. So the Gemara doesn't test that kasha. The Gemara doesn't test that kasha in regard to Shchitli Basheli. Because Shchitli Basheli, so then the Gemara said on the contrary. So the Gemara wanted to use that as a mokeya for a general principle that says the yichalis says sheyish b'kores, because otherwise why should the Torah tell us this? So the only reason as to why the Torah tells us that is to advise us that only by kibudav not, but generally speaking it is the mashein kei if. The process of Ani Adishem is to be applied to Mechamer. So Mechamer involves only Lav Grede. So Mimele, if the Torah didn't tell us, I would say that he should listen to the Father. So here the Torah tells us that he should listen to the Father. So you can say, we can learn out if a material being enough, that it's not only Gabi Kimdav that he shouldn't listen. But it's a general principle that this is not the Chalitza say. How about the Drosh of Smuchim? So as Teisve says, so the Drosh of Smuchim could be applied to some other aloche. The Tzemer Upishtim is Petrim Bishomini. We lovely trace, love the climb. As Teisve says, Dafei Omedale. So, Lipa Lohochen Lulit. Vichitei Meshanelav Adishadas. Dichmire. We cannot learn out a general principle from the love of Shabbos. The just as the essay of Kibudav is not deiche, the love of Shabbos greater than the Chamer. So no essay can be deiche any less greater, because maybe only the love of Shabbos greater is not deiche, because it's more chomor. Why is it more chomor? Because even though. So b'chiteim, and now you see, so here you can be mitayik from Rashi, very important aloche that Achrenim discuss, and there is a machlekes Achrenim on that. But from this Rashi you can deduce aloche b'chiteim shanel avid Shabbos yichmire. So Rashi says the kaimelam mechal Shabbos tivi avis chovin umshimoche atu lav gredo lidoche umenayu lidamri. Now there is a machlekes Achrenim mumer lechal Shabbos b'farhesi. Mumal lechal Shabbos b'faresia is mumal chateri kule shchitos yasuro amin yene yosea, so on and so forth. So how about, so does that apply only to chil Shabbos of the lamtes v'loches? Let's say somebody writes on Shabbos, he carries in the rishus harabim for which there is a chiyuv skile and a chiyuv kores and so on. How, suppose someone is mechameya b'Shabbos b'faresia, so it doesn't involve an isa kores. Nisa Misa Nisa Kores. Is he also a Mumal Chatere Kule or not? So there is a Machlekes Achrenim. So from this Rashi we see that love of Mechamer, that the Mechal Shabbos, Bifarhesye, Isa Mechamer, is also a Mumal Chatere Kule. Because the Rashi explains, V'chitei Meshana Lava Nishana Dechmire, in connection with Mechamer, the Kaim Mechal Shabbos Kile Yavikovit. That means that is mumal chater kule. What it means mechal shabbos kila mikhovit? That just as an eved amrizoret is mumal chater kule, is kachmul chol varok. So mechal shabbos faresye is also a mumal chater kule. So Rashi applies it to mechamer. So we see that by mechamer he is also mumal chater kule, even though there is no mise, there is no chorus. Now, but I think that this Rashi could not be used as a raya, that let's say that if somebody is yetze chutzli tchuman Shabbos b'faresye, so according to the Rambam, so if one walks chutzli tchum yudvei zmiel, so it's allowed the raya al yetze ishim kemei. In other words, if he just walks alpayim amo chutzlitchum, then it's only osam de'avonon. But if he walks, he weighs mil chutzlitchum, he's even allowed to raise it. Now, Achreivim discussed that too. Suppose someone is either Yisrael of chutzlitchum, you weighs mil, yivaresye, easy mumel chater kulana. So from this Rashi we can deduce the proposition that if somebody is mechamer, bifaresye, so is a mumel chater kulay. But not that if somebody is yitzeh chutzli tchum, so is bifaresye. Why should there be a distinction? Now, where is the yisar of mechamer implicit? In the posik naseras adibras. Sheishes yomim ta'avid vasisachol melachtecho, v'im ha'shvi shabos l'adishem olekecho, v'isasecho melacho, ato uvincho uvitecho, avdecho v'amoscho, uvihemtecho, v'geyuch ha'shev v'sharecho. So uvihemtecho is mentioned. Uvihemtecho means mechamer. So the yisar mechamer is mentioned in the same love as the love for meleches atzme. Where is the azore against lametes meloches, writing and sewing and making fire and so on and so forth? So where is it mentioned? The love of sasechom melocho, but the last sasechom melocho, the Torah says ato ubehemtecho. That's mechamer. So mechamer is implicit in the same love as the lametes meloches. Masheinke yitzchus litchum yedveis mil. That's in the posik in Bishalach al Yitzchus Shlom Keime, so it's a different love. So Mimele, Rashi only says it in connection with Mechameir, because Mechameir is implicit in the same love, but there is no chorus, there is no misep on Mechameir. But the love is the same. If the love is the same, so Mimele, it has the same chumre like Lamites Meloches, just as the Avere of Lamites Meloches makes him into a Mumer, if he doesn't be Faresie. So the Aveira of Mechamer, which is implicit, included in the same love, also makes him a Mumer if he doesn't Faresie. Masha'in came, Yeitzechus Litchum, that's another love. So Meirchatei say that if someone is Yeitzechus Litchum, be Faresie, that he has a din of a Mochatelkur. But from this Rashi, it's a Raye, that love of Mechamer, he becomes a Mumer. Alright. Umishimoche, after love, greater Lidoche, Uminayo Lidamre. V'chitei meshan alav lishab lichmire v'otane ba'al mekoyev v'loi kopolich. But we see that this aloche that one shouldn't listen to your father does not apply only to a love of Shabbos. It applies to any love. V'tanye yochel omal yomi v'tam o yishom ale altars yochel yishom ale talmeleimar yishibigo v'tirou v'shasif nishmeiru kulchach hayom v'chveidi. So we see that the same aloche applies to add a love also. Elo mishum dikel mifrach. So why don't monefsher? If the posik of Aliyah Dishem has reference to the love of Mechameir, and the Torah says, so the love of Mechameir, I would say, without the posik, I would say that the Esav Kibud Av is deich. The Esav Kibud Av is deich. And the Stasis says, Stasis Shiti is like that, I mean, the Agashemim Akhili, that I would say that the essay of Kibudav, because of Ishva Kosu, Kveini Shalom Obeim, Lechvini Shalom Okim, so then without the Pasik, I would say that not only is the essay of Kibudav capable of being Deichei Leisese, but without the Pasik, I would say that the essay of Kibudav is capable of being Deichei the Leisese and the Ness. Because the whole reason is why Nesadich Leisese and Ese is because, according to Teisus here, because my Ume Hayese Mahayese. But we cannot apply the concept of my ulme hayese mahayese in regard to kibudav, because hishva akosu kvedei shel oveim lechvedei shel mokim. So mimele we should learn out from ani adishem that generally speaking an essay is not yichel isis kvedei. Why can't we learn out? So the Gemara says, so there is a machlekes Rashi and Tesis, and all the Rishonim agree with Tesis Pshat. I mean, I didn't see any Rishon who agrees with Rashi's Pshat. But let's first go over the Gemara according to Rashi's pshat. So the Gemara says, "Alu mishum di kilu mitzvah." Mala hanoch shechen achshav mitzvah. So Rashi says, "Elo leilom di omale shechik li basha." So according to Rashi, so Hechsha Mitzvah is not Divis. According to the Pshat of Teitzves and Rambam and the Rashbo and the Ritva and the Rav, all the Rishayim. So Hechsha Mitzvah does not represent Adifus. On the contrary, Grius. But according to Rashi, Hechsha Mitzvah represents Adifus, not Grius. So in other words, so Rad Gemara is saying, Elo Mishum Diik Elo Mifrach. In other words, so the Gemara now is going back to what the Gemara assumed before, that the Xerzakosu for Faniya Dishem Kulcha Chayov Mechredi, that one is not supposed to listen to the father when the father tells him to be Mechal Shabbos. So the Xerzakosu has reference to which kind of Chil Shabbos? Chil Shabbos of Antes Lochz. But then you say if the Posik has reference to the Chil Shabbos of Ates Loches, so then we have Mokir in that posse that there is a general principle that an essay is the Yichalei Shemikores, because the Torah herein tells us that the essay of Kibudav is not the Yichai. The essay of Kibudav is not the Yichai in the Leises of Shabbos. The implication being that any other essay is the Yichalei Shemikores. So Mimele, you can answer, so we can answer the Kasha of the Gemara, why does the Torah have to say Oleo to advise us that the essay of Yibim is not Eiche, the laces of Kores, Vachesisho, we know already. Otherwise I would say that it is Eiche. Why would I say? Because of the Xerosakosu from Shapseiset Ishmeiru, Kul Chayom Mechveini. So this is what the Gemara mentioned before as a mokir for a general principle. The essay is deiche leishem kores, because here in the Torah tells us only kibudav is not deiche leishem kores, but bialme it is deiche. Talmud deiche. So the Gemara says no, you cannot consider kulchen chayom bichvedi as a general zerasakosu that has application even to Yif. True, you could consider Kulchen Chayom Bechveidi as a general Zerzakosuf, but that general Zerzakosuf couldn't have application to Yif. Why? Because only the Esav Kibudav has an adifus. So according to Rashi, Hechsha Mitzvah represents an adifus. Because the Esav Kibudav, because when the father tells him Shchetli Vasheli, so this is indispensable for the fulfillment of the Tziva Hashem. Without, if the father tells him Shchekli Basheli, so it's impossible to fulfill the mitzvah of Kibudav without complying with the directive of the father. So Mimele, the Torah says, this kind of a mitzvah where the mitzvah is indispensable for the fulfillment of the mitzvah. We have no other alternative in fulfilling the Tziva Hashem. So that is generally the Yichelish Rekores. But Kibudav not. Masha'in Kei Yidn. So there's another alternative. He can be Yichelish. He has a choice between Yidn or Chlitze. So even though Yidn is not Kibudav, but only a mitzvah analogous to Kibudav, where there is no other alternative, can be the Yichelesi Shemekores. But Yidn is not analogous to Kibudav. There is not an alternative. What kind of an alternative is there? There is an alternative of Chalit. So Tesis raises several questions against Rashi. But the main question against, the main difficulty of Rashi is that the Gemara says that Chof, that Chlitze bimokim yivn lav mitzvi. Chlitze bimokim yivn lav mitzvi. So, and because of that, the halacha is that chayov elav kreide, so midraise he can be miyav. But the chachomim asat yivn because of exeire bi yavishenu ato bi yishniyo. But midraise, if let's say the yivome is in mamzeres, if the Yivome happens to be in Mamzeres, so the Yovim is allowed to be Miyavim her. Because the essay of Yivim is the Yichad Elav of Mamzeres, of Yovim Mamza Bikala Lishem, Amuraz Gashem. So, but according to Rashi, how could the essay of Yivim be the Yichad Elav of Yovim Mamza Bikala Lishem? But it's Efshav Echlitze. So the Gemara wanted to say that. Gemara had such a haramine. So the Gemara says, no, the Tchlitze Bimokim Yivim, אבל הוכה דווקא פעלה ומדלב אבל הוכה החליץ אם הכי יום לב מיטרי לב מיטרי because יבן מזדהי כמיצרי not חליצה. So how does Rashi say that we couldn't learn out from Shabsiset Ishmael that as a general principle that has application to Yiv that the mitzvah of Yiv should be able to be deichet the love of Kores of Achis Isho, because we cannot learn out from Shabbos Yad Ishmeiru Kol Chayim Vechveidi that the Nese analogous to Kibudav can be Deiche. So in respect to the Nese analogous to Kibudav, so we have a course of only Kibudav is not Deiche, but any other Nese analogous to Kibudav is Deiche, because over there there is no other alternative. But by him there is not alternative. There is no other alternative. Because Yichlitz and Mokim Yivn Lav Mitzvah. Now, there is a machlekes between the Rivosh and the Tashbites. Now, there is a loche that if someone takes a Shvuyeh to be Mevatel and Mitzvah, so the Shvuyeh is not Chal. Furthermore, the Shvuyeh is a Shvuyeh Shom. So if somebody takes a Shvuyeh, Lo Yaniach Tvium, or Lo Yechel Matzo, Belel Pesach, so the Shvuyeh is a Shvuyeh Shom. It's not Chal and it's Chayiv Malkis for the love of Lissi Zeshim HaKech Lashut. So suppose someone will take Yishvuye, I will not be Miyav the Yivon. Let's say a certain Yivon fell Yivon, his Kukol Yivon, and he took Yishvuye that he will not be Miyav. So there is a machlikes between the Rivosh and the Tashmatz as to whether it's Yishvuye Shok or it's not Yishvuye Shok. So the Rivosh says that it is a Shvasho. It is a Shvasho. And the Tashba says that it's not a Shvasho. So in other words, according to the Tashba, that it's not a Shvasho. Why? So it does not have a din of Nishba Levatel Samitzvah. Why not? Because the Tashba says, because the Torah is not mechayev into the miyavim, the chiyuv is in the form of an alternative. It's one of the two. In other words, the Torah is mechayev in the yavim, either be miyavim or bechelitz. So mimele yivim by itself is not a mitzvah chiyuvis, but chlitzel mokim yivim lav mitzvah, because there is more of a mitzvah in Chalitz, in Yibn Fen Chalitz. Chalitz, and even according to Abishol, who says Mitzvah Chalitz Kedemes, he also agrees that Yibn is more of a Mitzvah than Chalitz. But the average person is not in the Madrig, is not on the level to be Mikayim the Mitzvah Yibn, because he has to do it for Shem Shamayim. So there shouldn't be any other motive commingled with the motive of Mitzvah. Of Rishim Shemayim. But if somebody is on the Madrege, on the level, to do the Yim, purely Rishim Shemayim, without any ulterior motive, then Abishol is also made it, that Chlitze B'mokim Yim Rav Mitzvi. So that means essentially, so Yim is more of a Mitzvah, but according to the Tashbat, there is no Chiyuv to be Miyam. The Chiyuv is in the form of an alternative. Either be miyavim or be chilit. So maybe it's not a shvuyeh shok, but chlitz and mokim yivim lav mitzvi, because it's more of a mitzvi. So in other words, Rashi apparently agrees with the Tashbats that there is no mitzvah chiyuvis of yivim. the mitzvah yubis is either or. Either yam yam or yachilit. So apparently, so Rashi holds that there is a distinction between esedichalisis ekreide and esedichalisis shebikores. So even if we assume that an essay is deichalisis shebikores, and here the Gemara is assuming that an essay is deichalisis shebikores, as long as the essay is analogous to the essay of kibbutz. So an essay is deichalisis shebikores. So, but in regard, in connection with relationships with Kores, so the essay must be an imperative. It must be a mitzvah yubis, not just a mitzvah yubis. It must be a must, mashe in Gatuli Kores. So, mele, even if we assume that the Xerasakosov of Shaseisa Tishmeru implies a general principle that any mitzvah can be deiche, a lazy shesh bekores, only kibudavnat, so it only implies any essay, any mitzvah that is dumye, that is analogous to kibudav, which is an imperative, which represents an imperative, a must. There is no other way. There is no other alternative. Mashainke in a mitzvah like Yivomo Yomiolel, which does not represent an imperative. There is no must. It's a mitzvah in the form of an alternative, either or. So it's only a mitzvah kiyumis. It's not a mitzvah kiyubis. Mitzvah kiyubis means that there is a must. It's an imperative. So since yibum is no, does not represent an imperative, a must, because he will have no aveire whatsoever if he decides to be chelitz rather than to be miyab. So it's only mitzvah kiyumis. So in regard to leisus ekreide, so there we learn out from Klein Bitzitzes. So Rashi Shita is now, this is certainly not Muchach, but Rashi holds that since the Mokir for Esedei Chalais Segreide is Klein Bitzitzes, and Klein Bitzitzes there is no must either. There is no must in two ways. First of all, who forces him to put on a Begesh Lava Kampis? He doesn't have to put on a Begesh Lava Kampis. He becomes Mechuyev only to put in tzitzes if he puts on a Begesh Lava Kampis. But who forces him to put on a Begesh Lava Kampis? And especially Begesh Al Pishton. So where does he have to be either client? In the Begesh Al Pishton, so he has to put it in Tchiles of Tzemer. Who forces him to put on a Begesh Al Pishton? And then even if he does put on a Begesh Al Pishton, he has a way he can round it out one of the corners. So it will be like this. It will not have four corners. So then there won't be any chiyuv. So, but and still the Torah says that the essay of tzitzes is the list of klayim. So herein we have a mokeya that it's not the imperative that is the yichay. It's not the chiyuv of the mitzvah that is the yichay is sekreide, but the kiyum of mitzvah is the yichay. Now we saw that there is one motion in the Eshkol. The Eshkol says that even Bismanaze, after the Chachomim Warik and the mitzvah of Tcheles in the Begesh Al Pishton, so if somebody will put in Tcheles Al Tzemer in the Begesh Al Pishton, he'll be Potter of Malkes. How? But the Chachomim Warik, they certainly Warik are the Chiyuv. So Reb Chaim said that this Loshon holds that even though the Chiyuv is Nekar, but since there is a Kiyuma Mitzvah, so Mimele. So it's deiche, and the other lashon holds no. See the chachomim oriki are the chiyuv, so there is no tchiyeh. But one lashon says that there is tchiyeh, even though there is no chiyuv. So that lashon certainly holds that even a mitzvah kiyumis can be deiche. So that is Rashi Shita also, that even a mitzvah kiyumis can be deiche. And how do we know? Because the whole aloch of tchiyeh is mentioned in connection with tzitzes, and tzitzes there is no mas. He doesn't have to put on a Begesh Al Pishton. And even if he does put on a Begesh Al Pishton, he can round out one corner. So we see that the mitzvah kiyumis is deiche. So memele chayom elav mamzeres, so he can be miyav midraise. And it's only the rabbonon zir b'yoshen et vishtiyo. Masheim kein, lois shiesh bekores. So assuming that there is a general principle that an essay dichlish bekores, where is that general principle mentioned? It's implicit in Shafi'i Dishmeru. So only an essay dumye de kibdam, where it's a chiyubis and mitzvah chiyubis, where there is a mass. Masha'im kedesa of chiyubis, not a mitzvah chiyubis, because as far as the chiyubis is concerned, so it's in the form of an alternative, so that couldn't be there. This is how Rashi explained. Elo mishum dikele mitzvah. Ma lehanoch shechinech sham mitzvah. Now this is Rashi's pshat. So according to Rashi's pshat, hechsham mitzvah represents an adipus. But according to Teisves and all the other Rishenim, Hechsham Mitzvah represented Ries. Because they, whereas Rashi says, Elohim Shemitel Mifrach, the Gemara reverts back to the first premise that Exeris HaKosu V'Shapsis Nishri was referenced to the kings of Shreikli Vasheli. And still we cannot learn out from that. Exeris HaKosu, that the essay of him should be Deichet. We could not learn out that the essay of him should be Deiche. Should be Deiche. That the Leises of Kores, Achizisho, because from that pasuk we can only learn out that Hechsham Mitzvah is Deiche Leises of Kores. In other words, it's an imperative. Hechsham Mitzvah means an imperative. A mass. Something that is a mass. So, this is Rashi's Pshat. Teisve says no. That the Gemara says Elohim Shemitel Mifrach, so the Gemara does not revert back to the original premise that the Pasuk of Shapshiz Ishmael has reference to Shechitli Vasheili. No. On the contrary, the Gemara now is assuming that insofar as Shechitli Vasheili is concerned, so the Torah doesn't even have to tell us that it shouldn't listen to the Father. Without any Xeras HaKosuf of Kulchan Chayom Bechredi, I would know that the son is not supposed to listen to the father when the father tells him, Be Michal Shabbos in Lamites Melachis. But the Torah, it was necessary for the Torah to advise us that a son should listen to the father in connection with Mechamed. But then you asked if the Posik of Kulchayom Bechredi has reference to Mechamed, let us learn out a general principle that an essay is not Deiche. A lace is a grade just as the essay of Kibbutz is not Deiche. The lace is a grade of Mechameya. So the Gemara says, no, we cannot learn out the general principle that an essay is not Deiche, a lace is a grade. Because, true, here the Torah says that the essay of Kibbutz is not Deiche, the lace is of Mechameya. Because here it's not Bidne. Generally, it's not Bidne. The essay of Kibbutz, generally speaking, sometimes you can visualize exceptional situations, but generally the essay of Kibbutz is not bidne with the violation of the love of Mechamer. Love of Mechamer. In other words, when the father tells the son, now I want to have many rolls for breakfast. And so because of that, you just follow the chameya that has a dozen rolls on it. You just follow it in the Rishus Rabbi, in order that I should have a dozen rolls for breakfast. So in that case, when the son listens to the father and he's mechamer achavemte, so he's not mekayim the mitzvah of kibudav then. When is the mitzvah of kibudav fulfilled? Later on, when the father eats, when he gives him the rolls, and he accommodates him with the breakfast. But right now, it's only a hechsher. So in other words, so that's the reason as to why we cannot learn out from Kuchen Chayom Bechredi that an essay is not Deichele Sekredi. No, an essay is Deichele Sekredi, provided it's Bidne. Provided the Kima Mitzvah is simultaneous with the violation of the law, but here by Mechameya, so the violation of the law takes place first, and then later, let's say half an hour later, when the father is given the rolls, then the son is Mikayim, the mitzvah of Kibbutz. So Mimele, it's not Bidne. So Mimele, we cannot learn out a general principle that an essay is not the Yechelis, it's a greater Bidne, because here we can only learn out a general principle, the essay is not the Yechelis, it's a greater when it's not Bidne, but not where it is Bidne. So in other words, so this aloche of Bidne that Rishayim mentioned, where is the Mokya for it? This Gemara, according to this Pshat. This Gemara. Yes.
So then according to Rashi, that the the preparation step before getting it to the father. That's the actual mitzvah of kibud av.
Yeah.
Or
we'll soon see what Rashi. We'll soon see what Rashi is. All right. So this is there is a machleket between Rashi and Tesis. How we explain the Gemara? So according to Rashi, Hechsham Mitzvah represents an adifes. According to Teisves, Hechsham Mitzvah represents a gris. Elo. So in other words, so bein according to Rashi and bein according to Teisves. So the question arises: why was it necessary for the Torah to mention, especially the Sakosim of Belel, to advise us that Yivim is not the Chachisishon? Without Toleo, I mean, I would know that he could not be Deiche Achisishon, because Meiche Teise, that an Esek could be Deiche Elisis Shesh, because according to Rashi, I wouldn't know it, because Yibn is not an imperative, and according to Teise, it's because the Tzerasakosu of Tildav, of the Tzerasakosu of Shabshizet Ishmeru, has reference to Lav Greini. It doesn't have reference to Nisakores. So in other words, there is no general principle that an essay is the Echalish of a chorus. So if there is no general principle that an essay is the Echalish of a chorus, Meiche Teise, should I say that Yibn is the Echalish of a chorus, that the Torah is to advise us that it's not there. So it's hard to push a little. Elo salgadacham teise b'yam b'samimito. Itani yoche b'yam b'samimito shdeche Shabbos. Avleim arasab tisa tishmeiru umidoshi tiro. So even though it's a lav sheyesh bikores bein nisayis or ankes loches, so only so the Torah says that only here, so the asset of Yosu and Migdosh is not the lace itself Shabbos. But any other essay is deiche. So the question, so it's a raya that there is a general principle that essay is deiche leish v'kores. So that's why the Torah had to mention Aleo to advise us that essay is not deiche. The leishes of Achis Isho. Otherwise, I would say that it is deiche. What would be the mokia for the general principle? The posig of Migdosh Tiro. So the Gemara says, "Lo ilav d'macham." That the Torah has to tell us that the essay of Oslo Migdosh is not deiche the Muhammad, but the Torah does not have to tell us that the essay of Oslo Migdosh is not deiche the leis itself bein v'seisa. Vafloch li vel v'kaimlo dos edech lo leiche leis itse li ma meochad lo idoche. V'chitei meshanu lav di shabes dech mire v'otan v'al mekoy v'li kapori tan yochlam lo v'itam v'samataz yochlo yishvay v'mishum v'dorou kuchay v'yoch v'edi elo mishum di kal mifrach ma lehanach shechin hechsham mitzvah hechsham mitzvah teipik lo meosom so in och nam v'shabsis et shmeh v'shtorou lo boi v'chitani מוח לישיון לא דוד מיגו שאומרים מה שבסיס את ישמעו ומיגוש את הרו נמרו שמירו בשבס נמרו מירו במיגוש נשמו רו בשבס ומצחק את אתם מיסיורי ומצחו פה השבס מירו הרמו רו במיגוש לא מיר שאת מיסיורי ומשיזה רו המיגוש ויזהו מירו במיגוש ומפון ישלם ברפאים ומפונו מנהלו ומפונוסי ומסרד ארגו ויסטפונו וקיקים כלכינה ואין לי אלו ומסקיים כבר שמסקיים מקום תלמוד לאימא שעשיתי לשמיר אותו שתבואו מה שמיר אמירו בשבוס לאימא מיר אמרו במיגו שלהם now let's see how Rashi explained it איסטח לא נמצא נורחי וי כקורס אי לב דשמינון הכמור עושה עשה ועושה למיגו ובחרד לשבוס. So that is a general principle that Nessie Dichler is the Torah. So the Torah had to what? Mention. The Jesus that he knows the Torah. So the Gemara gives Ksenu. So how do we have to says, so the middle of the thing, one hope from also from the six things that is more than the basic role that is in the root of this. Because I would say, no, we can never hope from Shabbat that is more than the basic role that the most analogous to Migdos. That is indispensable for that. The kingdom and the spirit is indispensable for the building of the Mikdash. So, that is the Yichud. Mashiachim Yibim is because there is no mass. So, we couldn't learn how. This is how Rashi should explain it. So, but let's see how what Rashi says. And the Yimoka says, Hechsham Mitzvah typically also. Typically, also, the ish imri vom tro, the achsham mitzvah, the luidoch. So, now, as it says, achsham mitzvah, the achsham mitzvah is not the chen we learn out from Kibud Avu. But Rashi before the tro, that from Kibud Avu, we learn out the two mitzvah that is similar to the tro. That is the same. That is the same. But all the Tavna, but any Avim, not the Tavna of the world, not the Tavna.
is not the whole mitzvah of the promise. I know already without Mikdash Torah that it's not the whole mitzvah of the promise. I know it from Mishim of the Torah. No, the question from Mishim of the Torah, according to Rashi's before, I should know that any other individual mitzvah that is not true, but is data. So, Mikdash is not a mitzvah, it's an unavoidable mitzvah. So, from we should learn out that only Kibbutz is not the Yechel Yishim Kores, but Mikdash is the Yechel. So that's why the Torah has to tell us that Mikdash is not the Yechel. So how can the Gemara ask? How can the Gemara take it from that the Esther of Mikdash is not the Yechel Yishim Kores? On the contrary, me also I would say that the Esther of Mikdash should be the Yechel. So Rashi says to himself. So that's also one of the things of the thesis, I guess. The Rashi here is so for the Chassid of the Torah. Rashi here said, "Don't be more min shimivav v'tov. V'achshav mitzvah u'v'loim v'chei lo meru meva u'michta for Chassid of the Torah." On the contrary, even so that should be exercised that the Lord of Mikdash is not the Yechel. And so maybe that's why the Lord of Mikdash has to mention the Lord of Mikdash is not the Yechel. Because if the Torah had not mentioned, so I would say the Lord of Mikdash is not the Yechel. How can the Lord say in the Torah to us that I know that if I'm Mishima of the Torah, the Lord of Mikdash is not the Yechel. On the contrary, according to us, the Lord of Mikdash should be the Yechel in some form of the so that's one of Rashi's thesis. Now, what does Rashi say here? So what is the purpose of the other Gzeiras HaKosuv of Mikdash Torah to tell us that not only mitzvah to Yumis is the Yechel, not only a mitzvah that is in the form of an imperative, but even a mitzvah is like the mitzvah of Yiv. Like the mitzvah of Yiv is the Yechel. Why? Because if the purpose of the Gzeiras HaKosuv of Yiv to advise us that the mitzvah of Yiv is like being in Bisa Mikdash is the Yechel, should be the Yechel. So why does the Torah have to tell us that? That we know already from the Gzeiras HaKosuv of that the mitzvah chiyuv is like in daf should be deich. So why did the Torah have to tell us again in connection with Mikdash Torah that only here it's not deich but otherwise it is deich, to advise us that even when it's not in the form of imperative, even when mitzvah chiyuv is deich, this is how Rashi explains it. But the question arises, the difference between the first Rashi and the second. Now, so we have to say that Rashi, true Rashi explains Hechsham Mitzvah is Nadifes, but Hechsham Mitzvah on one hand represents Nadifes, on the other hand represents a Grius also, because the fact that the Gemara employs the expression Hechsham Mitzvah. What is Hechsham Mitzvah? What's the plain meaning of Hechsham? Hechsham means a means towards an end. It's not the mitzvah, it's not the gufa mitzvah, it's not the end itself, it's a means towards an end. But Rashi agrees with thesis along this also. But Rashi adds one thing. In other words, whereas according to Teisves, so the Gemara is now when it says the El Mistidim to the Mifrach, Malahanach Shechem Nechshav Mitzvah, Sadim according to, so according to Teitzves. So the Gemara is saying that the Pasik of Kol HaChayim Bechredi has reference only to Lava Muhammad, not to Shechete Bashay. So Rashi says, no, the Gemara reverts back to what it says, that the Pasik of Kol HaChayim Bechredi has reference to Shechete Bashay. But then you ask, who has reference to Shechete Bashay? And the Torah tells us that he shouldn't listen. So herein we have Gzeiras HaKosov, that in any other place, be Alma. So when they say, can be Dichelis, it should be Kores. So Rashi says, no. Here the Torah tells us that a mitzvah, like Kibudah, which is an imperative, it's a must, but it's not the Gufa mitzvah. It's not a Gufa mitzvah, it's only a Hechsha mitzvah. But it's a Hechsha mitzvah of what? It's a Hechsha mitzvah of an imperative. So the herein, the Torah tells us that Kibud Avim, even though it's a must, so even though it's a Hechsha to a must, mitzvah means a must, a mitzvah chiyuvitz, so still it's not Deiche Shabbos. Why is Nedech Shabbos? Because it's only a Hechsha to a Mas, the Mitzvah Yuvis. It's not the Gufa Mitzvah of a Mitzvah Yuvis. So we do learn out from that in any other place where there is, it's a Mas, and it's the Gufa Mitzvah, it is there. But this Gzeiras HaKosuv is Gzeiras HaKosuv ligabi kibudav and ligabi any mitzvah that is dumya the kibudav. What is kibudav? What's the what are the attributes of kibudav? So one attribute of kibudav is it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. It has no alternative. You have to listen to the father. That's all. There is no other alternative. But that's unlike yivn, which has an alternative. Either you be miyavu or you be chilit. So kibudav is an unavoidable mitzvah. It's a mitzvah chiyuvis. It's in a must. It's in the form of the imperative. That's one attribute of the mitzvah kibudav. Then that attribute is an attribute of la'adifusim. But then it has an attribute that is likiruusim. Kibudav, so it's not a gufa mitzvah. When one shechts a behime or he cooks boso for the father, so he is not mekayim the mitzvah then. This is only a step towards a means, towards an end. It's like going to an esregim store before Sukkot to get an esreg. So that's only a means towards an end. It's not the gufa mitzvah. It's not the gufa mitzvah. So when one shechts in order to accommodate the father, or he cooks in order to accommodate the father, it's only a means towards an end. That's a grius. So kibudav has two attributes. One attribute is an adifus. In other words, it's a must. And the other attribute is an attribute of grius. It's not a gufa mitzvah. It's only a means towards an end. So Mimele, the Gemara says as follows. Elo mishim dikel mifrach. So too, according to Rashi, so the Gemara is reverting back to their original premise, that this is a kosov of Kuchan Chayim Bechvedi as reference to the case of Omalei Shechetli Bashil. So then you want to learn out from that a general principle that only Kibudav is not the Yechelis Ish of Kores of Shabbos, but in Bealme an essay is the Yechelis Ish of Kores like Chilu Shabbos. So Yimora says no, Enoch Haname, we can learn out that only kibudav is nadeiche. Why is kibudav nadeiche? Because it's not a gufa mitzvah. It's only a hechsha mitzvah. So even a hechsha mitzvah of a mas, of a mitzvah, hechsha mitzvah. Mitzvah means chiyuvis, not like even which is only mitzvah chiyuvis. So hechsha mitzvah chiyuvis. So the Torah tells us that even a hechsha of a mitzvah chiyuvis, which has that adivus, that it's a hechsha of a mitzvah chiyuvis, is not deiche. Eloise Sheyesh Bekores. So it's not only Gzeres HaKosuv that is to be limited to Kibud Av. Any mitzvah like Kibud Av. What is Kibud Av? Kibud Av on one hand has the adifes, it's a mitzvah chiyuvis, it's a mas, and it has, on the other hand it has the grius that it's not a gufa mitzvah. So any mitzvah that is dumye, the Kibud Av, that even though it's a hechsha mitzvah, it has the adifes of Kibud Av, of hechsha mitzvah, of being a hechsher to a mitzvah chiyuvis, something that is unavoidable. So it's still not, cannot be deiche. Why? Because it's only hechsher. So memele bin b'samigdosh, according to Rashi, even if the binyan consists in binyan mamesh, not in mechamel, so it's only hechsher. Only hechsher. So the Ramban says that it is a hechsher. Here the Gemara calls it hechsher because here the Gemara also has reference to mechamel in connection with Amidosh. So mele mechamel, when you carry when you put a load of stones on top of the chameir, on top of the behemoth, that the chameir should carry all the stones, so should carry all the stones to the Haram Rio, in order they should be able to use these stones in building the structure of the Mishamikdosh. So the mechamer is only hechsher. The implication being in the Ramban's lashon that where the binyan consists not in mechamer, but in the actual building, in pulling up the rows of stones in the edifice of the Beis Hamikdash, then it's not hechsher. But Rashi is chelik. Rashi apparently, according to Rashi, so here in connection with Beis Hamikdash, he told the Gemara also has reference to Bein Levisese, and still the Gemara calls it hechsher because according to Rashi, so the Kiyum HaMitzvah does not consist in the actual building, but the Kiyum HaMitzvah consists in having the Beis Hamikdash. Now Rashi in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed says that L'meis HaMashiach we won't have to build the Beis Hamikdash because the Beis Hamikdash will be built with the Shamayim. We won't have to do it. So it's a raya from this Rashi that the mitzvah does not consist in the actual building but in having the Beis Hamikdash. So Mimele, L'Rosid Lovei, it will not be necessary to build because there is no mitzvah of building. The mitzvah is to have a Beis Hamikdash. Now, if there is no nes, so then you can't have a Beis Hamikdash unless you build it. But the actual building, the putting of the stone one on top of the other, one layer of stone on top and on top of the other layer of stone, so that's only a hechsher. It's a means to then. It's like the cooking by the sun in order to prepare food for the fire. So it's a hechsher. So here, even binyan ustira is only hechsher. Not as the Ramban says, that here the Gemara calls binyan b'samikdash hechsher because the Gemara here is reference to the act of mechamer in connection with b'samikdash. The implication being that the binyan itself of the b'samikdash is not hechsher, that's the kufa mitzvah. But according to Rashi, and that's certainly in line with Rashi Shite in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed, that Losid Lovei, we won't build the Beis Hamikdash. So it's a raya that the mitzvah does not consist in the actual building, but in having a Beis Hamikdash. In having a Beis Hamikdash. In other words, the Rambam says, I don't have it here because it's up here. I don't have it. I don't think it's up here. Yeah, all right, thank you. No. That's Chaligimu. Okay. The Rambam in the beginning of Lechet is up here. The Rambam says והקל חיובים לבני סוליסייד בעצמון ובמומנום אנושים ונושים כמקדש המדבר. So the Rambam, when he mentions the mitzvah of being b'samikdosh, he mentions building and give money, contribute to help in any way. If the mitzvah consists in having b'samikdosh, so everything comes within the obligation of osel mikdosh. That's an act of building, the architectural work, I mean, and everything that is necessary in producing this result, a So even the contributing money comes within that mitzvah. But if the mitzvah consists in building, how can the Rambam mention lisaidei som b'momein in the same mitzvah as l'migdosh? If the mitzvah consists in having a b'samigdosh, so everything that is necessary in order to effect that result, that there should be a binyan b'samikdosh bono, all right, comes within the mitzvah. So that's why the Rambam says, v'hakel chayovim libnei sulisayit ba'atzmo muvmameinom anoshim v'noshim kimigdash amidbo. But if the mitzvah consists in the etzem building, when one gives money, he doesn't build. So the Shittas Rambam is also mashma that the mitzvah, the kiyum mitzvah, does not consist in the etzem building, but in having a b'samikdosh. As a matter of fact, the Chinuch and the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvah say that the mitzvah is a mitzvah that is mutal on the tzibur, not on the yochid. So what is the nature of the mitzvah that is incumbent upon the tzibur? Not to build. The tzibur is not mechuyev to be involved in building. The whole tzibur can participate in the building. It's impossible that the whole tzibur should participate in the actual building. But the mitzvah does not consist in building. The mitzvah consists in having a b'samikdosh. In having a b'samikdosh. And look at the Lashon HaRambam. If you look up the Lashon HaRambam in the mitzvah, so it is even more explicit. But even here, mitzvah seser la'aseis bayis la'dishem muchon li'ois machrivim bo'yakoboneis v'cheyigin eilof sholish formim b'shonim. What does the Rambam mention? He mentions a mitzvah to build a b'samikdosh that is muchan li'is makrivim b'yakoboneis and cheyigin eilof sholish formim b'shonim. What has it to do with the mitzvah of building? So if we say that according to Rambam the mitzvah consists in having a b'samikdosh, so the Rambam says, what does it mean? What kind of a b'samikdosh? Not a b'samikdosh, the mitzvah does not consist, the tzibur does not fulfill the mitzvah by having a b'samikdosh that is bono, but is not available for anyone to be makriv korbanos and to visit the b'samikdosh, sholish bon bashono. So the mitzvah consists only if we have a b'samikdosh that is available for everyone, for korbanos and for riyah and so on. But if the mitzvah consists in the etzem building, why does he mention muchon liyis makrivim b'yakobones chaynir sholish bom b'shono shenema vosel mikdosh? So we see that according to the Rambam, the mitzvah consists in having a b'samikdosh. But you can't have a b'samikdosh if you don't build, unless b'derech nes. So mimele, so this is a hechsha mitzvah. But what kind of hechsha mitzvah? It's a hechsha mitzvah that is a must. It's a hechsha mitzvah chiyuvis. It's not the hechsha mitzvah kiyumis. So mimele, according to Rashi, so we learn how the Gemara says, El mishum nikel nifrach. True, the Gemara reverts back to the original premise that kulchan chayom bichvei is reference to shechit li pasheil. And still the Torah found it necessary to tell us that he shouldn't listen to the Pap. The implication being that in case of any other mitzvah, he should listen to the Pap. So what does it mean? But he shouldn't listen to, in other words, I mean, in case of any other mitzvah, so the essay is there. If it is a gufa mitzvah, so herein the Torah tells us that kibudav or any mitzvah analogous to kibudav, even though it's a must, but if it's only hechsher, it's not a gufa mitzvah, so it's not deiche, ladies. Even if it's a must, as long as it's not a gufa mitzvah, But where it is a bikufa mitzvah, so it is the Eichet. So the haramin of the Gemara was, but Yibum is the gufa mitzvah, it's not a hechsher. So the Gemara says, true, you can learn out from Pulchan Chayom Bechvedi that any mitzvah that is a gufa mitzvah and that is also a must can be the Eichet. But Yibum is a gufa mitzvah, but it's not a must, it's only a mitzvah kiyumis. So you cannot learn out. So Mimele the Gemara says, Elm Shemikel Mifrach Malahanoch Shechin Echsham Mitzvah. Hechsham mitzvah typically mehosom. So Rashi explains, typically mehosom ishimi vav toro. The hechsham mitzvah v'loidoche. So I know from that posik of kulchan chayom bechvedi gavidim kibudav eiv that every mitzvah that is mamish like kibudav, even though it's a must, but if it is like kibudav, that it's not a gufa mitzvah, it's only a means towards an end, so it's not eiche. And binyamis amigdush is also only a means towards an end, because the kiyum mitzvah does not consist in putting one stone on top of the other. In the kiyum mitzvah consists in having a built bisamigdosh that is available for hakoves kabones and for riyeh sholishpon bashona and so on. So the putting the binyan itself is only a hechsher. So mimele from the posik of kul chayov b'chvedi, the posik of kibud av, we can learn out that binyan b'samigdosh is not deiche chilu shabes. Why does the Torah have to tell us not deiche chilu shabes? So Rashi says, El lav di telef b'nei, dafilu b'lo yachsham mitzvah. What does it mean? It lo yachsham mitzvah. It means that the gufa mitzvah, that the gufa mitzvah of a mitzvah kiyumis. This is what it means, dafilu b'lo yachsham mitzvah. Not only the gufa mitzvah of a mitzvah kiyumis is the yichalishes b'kores, but we should learn out from Midrash Toro that it afilu b'lo yachsham mitzvah, that the gufa mitzvah of a mitzvah kiyumis like him that has an alternative is also deiche. That's why the Torah had to tell us oleo that it's not deiche the iser of achiz isho. That el olav the tilv nei afilu b'lo yachsham mitzvah ilu kosef ko behedid ilu doche. In other words, if the Torah hadn't mentioned oleo, I'm going to the doche im kenitzrich oleo. In so in other words, that Rashi also operates with the longness of Teisves. But according to Rashi, two things are mentioned. So in other words, so Echsham Mitzvah implies two things. First of all, that it is a means toward an end. It's not a Gufa Mitzvah. That's a Gries. And then it has an Adifes also, because it's a means towards a Mitzvah Yuvis. Towards the mitzvah chiyuvis. So the Torah tells us that they mean a hechsha mitzvah of a mitzvah chiyuvis is not deiche. But gufa mitzvah of a mitzvah chiyuvis is deiche. But I can't learn out from that a gufa mitzvah of a mitzvah chiyuvis like Yibum should be deiche. So then the Gemara says no, but I should learn out that a gufa mitzvah of a mitzvah chiyuvis, it can be deiche from the posik of Midrash Toro. So the Gemara says, because otherwise, why did the Torah have to tell us in Midrash Toro? So the Gemara says, no, enoch nami, that the posik of Midrash Toro tells us something else. What does it tell us? Nemo shmirum shabbos. So Midrash Toro lomol in boil chetayim yochel yisyor yodom Midrash talmeim ashabsis et ishmo tishmei ves Midrash Toro nemo shmirum shabbos. V'nemro meiro b'mikdosh. Ma shmiro amuro b'shabbos. Lo im shabbos atim yisiorei, elo mimi sheyitzer la shabbos. Ma shmiro b'mikdosh. Lo im mimi shatim yisiorei, elo mimi sheyitzer la mikdosh. Now the question arises, I mean, this seems so strange. In other words, the Torah has to tell us that the mitzvah of meiro amuro b'mikdosh, it's a loy mimigashat misiyare, el mishi yizara is the rebbeinu shalom. And how, what kind of result that I talk could I have? I mean that he has to be misiyare of the mikdosh. I mean, it wouldn't make sense. Misiyare of the mikdosh? Of course, of the rebbeinu shalom. So, teisves. Teisves and all the rishenim were bothered by it. What does the Gemara mean? Lo Mimikdosh is special posik. The Torah had to mention a special Gzeras HaKosov. That Meiro Amuro Mimikdosh. Lo Mimikdosh at Misiare. Elo Mimishi Yizar Amikdosh. And if not for the Gzeras HaKosov, I would say, no, not Mimishi Yizar Amikdosh. But Mimikdosh. What does it mean, Mimikdosh? He has to be Misiare Mimikdosh. What does it mean, Mimikdosh? So Teisa says, Gabi Oviv Ruhutzrach Leimakein, the Pshite Shal Yishtach Velo Elishem Alhus. Avo Gabi HaMikdosh, Yitzrich Mishum Dehave Dova Shebidushi. So Teisa says, complicates it more. Makes it even more difficult. So in other words, wasn't it necessary for the Torah to tell us in connection with Kivudah Ve'ein that Yochei Yisyore Yodom Miyobi? So he says because I couldn't have a Salket Aitoch that he should be Misyore of Bovi. In other words, what he should bow, he should be Mishtachave Rishem Elohus. I mean, that's an Yisrael Havri Zore. But Gabi HaMikdosh, I could have a Salket Aitoch. In other words, that Mimikdosh Atzmeyu Misyore. In other words, so if there hadn't been a Xeras HaKosov of that Ani Adishem Mikdosh Etero Ani Adishem, so I would say that he has to bow down to the Bais HaMikdosh. Why? Because he's Dovah Shemikdusha. So what? Because he's Dovah Shemikdusha, so you can be Mikabil a Bais HaKnesses as an Avad Yisore Chas V'Sholem. I mean, what does this mean? So strange. I mean, it doesn't even make sense. Al gabi obi vluhutz rachlima kein vipchita lishel yishtach vluhutz shem luhuz. Avo gabi hamigdosh yitzrich mishin ha mishal mishin dusha. So if not for the Gzeras HaKosov loy mi migdosh atam misyar ul mishi yitzar la migdosh, I would say that he has to bow down to the Gzeras HaMikdosh. Bow down what? Lishem luhuz chas v'shole. I mean, how is it possible? How is it conceivable? Such a thing. And then Teisa says, iname gabi obi vshayach meiro שלא יחיסנו, אבל במקדוש אין יוכל למצא אלא בדרך, כמו שמפורש והיא. Now we have to understand what's the difference between the first Lashon Teisves and the second Lashon Teisves. Now, of course, this is inconceivable. I mean, even in the remotest imagination, the Teisves thought for a moment that without Gzeras HaKosov, when we meet at the Misyore, one would be Mechuyev to be Mishtachve to the Bais HaMikdosh L'Shem Elohus Chas V'Sholem. I mean that would be destructive of the whole Torah. What difference does it make? Whom he makes into an Avodah Zarah? Whether he makes the Avodah Zarah a Yitush, or he makes Michoel Saragodel into Avodah Zarah, it doesn't make any difference. Avodah Zarah is Avodah Zarah. And if somebody will make the Bais HaMikdosh into an Avodah Zarah, so will also be Chayav Misa. Now, there is a droshe in the Mechilte. Lo yishtach velahem. What does it say? Lo yisase, lo yiyah lo chol lehim achirim alpono. Lo yisase lo chofes al chol tmuna asher shumayim mimal, asher boretz mitochas, asher bamayim mitachas boretz. Lo yishtach velahem. So the Mechilta says, Lohemi atom mishtachve, avol atom mishtachve liodom shekemeisro. Yochei laf, lehomon, Talmud leima. So that lehomonat. Now what's the pshat in this Russia? Now, Mordechai refused to bow down to him. He refused. Why? Because that would involve an Israel of Avinizor. So how is it that Mordechai was mishtachve so many times to Achashverosh? Why is Achashverosh bigger yachsen than Haman? I'm wondering if to bow down to a human being involves an Issa HaVrizore, so why was it muta for Esther and Mordechai to bow down to Achashverosh? And to bow down to all the kings, why was it muta? It's mentioned yesterday, after, I mean, that Nosnanovi came, Basheva came before David HaMelech, and they bowed down. They mamish prostrated themselves on the ground to HaMelech David. Why doesn't it involve a Nisar Avrizore? So you say, bowing down to a human being does not involve a Nisar Avrizore. So why couldn't Mordechai bow down to Haman? I mean, it was a question of saving his life. And it was an Inyan of Hatzolah of Klal Yisrael too. So the answer is this. If there hadn't been a special Gzeras HaKosov, so then there would be an Iser of Avedizore to bow down to a human being. Not only bow down when you prostrate, when you kneel for a human being, or when you prostrate yourself, to a king, but even when we meet a person, don't we make a bow? When you meet a person in the street, we make a bow. And if someone will make this kind of a bow to Navrizoy, it'll be chayuv misa. Because there is a chayuv misa for ishtachvoye even without pishut yodayim raglai. So how are we allowed to make a bow? And how was Esther allowed to kneel and to prostrate herself before Ahasuerus? The answer is because there is a special heter. Of this ishtach velohem, avol atum ishtach veliodam shekemeisro. So it's a special heter because of kovet abrius. So we are allowed to be mishtachve machmas kovet abrius to a human being. Doesn't make any difference. A Jew, a non-Jew, even a pagan, a human being is a human being. So there is a special heter to be mishtachve machmas kovet to a human being. So there is no Yisra Avrizore. But if not for the special Gzeras HaKosuv, there would be an Yisra Avrizore. Of course, there wouldn't be any Chiyuv Mise, even without the special Gzeras HaKosuv. There wouldn't be any Chiyuv Mise because Rove says, and we pass like Rove, that even if someone is Eved Ma'ave or Mi'iro, so not L'shem Elohus, Mamesh, but Ma'ave Mi'iro, so is Potter of Mise. So if somebody is mishtachve even without the special Zeras HaKosuv, so avu mishtachve shel meisro, so there wouldn't be a heter to be mishtachve to an odom, to prostrate yourself before a king or for any human being. So it would be osea, but mise there wouldn't be, because when is a chiyuv mise? Only when he does it derech lehus. But if he doesn't do it derech lehus, then there is no chiyuv. Then there is no chiyuv of mise, but an Isra Avrizore there is. Now suppose someone will bow to a cow. He wants to give respect to a cow, so he'll just bow to the cow. He'll behave an Isra Avrizore. And the Chidushi Aram, in Sanhedrin says, in discussing the Yishmaelim, now the Rambam says that the Yishmaelim are not Eiv de Avrizore. The Muslims, because they believe the Yichud Abere, Emun Hashem Bodeifi, that's the Lashon HaRamba. So the Chidush HaRam says, true, they are not Eved Avizore in a way that when a Jew would do it, he should be Chayev Misa. But they bow to Muhammad, so they bow, so that is also involves an Issa of Avizore. It, that also they bow to Muhammad. So he says. So the Chidush HaRam says, and Muhammad is dead already for many years. So Mele it involves an Iser of Avrizore, because if when so the Ram says, the Chidush HaRam says, if someone would bows to a human being, so then it doesn't involve an Iser of Avrizore, because then it's covet to a human being. But when one bows to someone who is dead, then there is no union of covet. In other words, what's the pshat? Why couldn't there be covet to someone who is dead? The answer is, if there hadn't been a special gzeras hakosef of lois ishtach velohem, avol atum ishtach velohem shekemei scho, one wouldn't be allowed to bow to a human being, to a king, or whoever he is. It would involve an Isra Avrizore. But there is a special heter. Avo mishtach v'machmas kovid apriyes. So there is a special heter that this does not constitute an Isra Avrizore. When you are mishtach v'machmas kovid. Mishtach v'machmas kovid. So the special heter applies only to a living person, but not to someone who is dead. Not to someone who is dead. In other words, if someone will make a bow, if someone will make a bow to a picture of a tzaddik who is to a picture of a tzaddik, he'll behave in Israel Rizal. So no matter whose picture it is, it might be the picture of the biggest tzaddik, but if somebody before he goes to sleep will make a bow to the picture of a tzaddik, Machmas Kovet, he'll be Eivir and Nisar Habrizon. Because the only reason as to why we're allowed to make a bow to a human being is because of his special Gzeras HaKosov. Aval Atom Mishtach V'lodon Shekem Eisro. And so then we say, Yochel Aflo Homon? Homonat. Why Homonat? Not because Homon was a Roshi. Achashvilosh was also a Roshi. So the heter of Mishtach V'lodon Shekem Eisro applies even to the Roshi Gomo, the biggest Roshi. I mean, even to Hitler, Yimach Shmei, if somebody made a bow, prostrated himself, Derech Kovet, not L'shem Elus, but Derech Kovet to Hitler while he was alive, it wouldn't have involved the Nisar of Avrizor because of his special heta. But there is a special heta. But only Homon is different because Homon was worshipped as an Avrizor L'shem Elus. So then that heta doesn't apply to an Odom who is considered an Avodah Zarah by certain people. That's the pshat, Yochel Homon, Homonat, because Homon was Nevat. Homon was Nevat. Now, I think that Hiroshima is Nevat by some of his people. So, Memele, Enoch Name, when you see Hiroshima, you're not allowed to make a bow. Any other human being, you are allowed to take a bow. But you have to stand flat when you greet Hiroshima because he is Nevat. Unless he's not Nevat anymore, I don't know. But I think that he's still Nevat by many people in Japan. All right, yes, what is it?
So, but if the point of Homan is that he's Nevat, so why to someone who's not Nevat, the Misoso is not Nevat?
What?
No,
because if somebody will bow to the sun, Derech Kovet, not L'shem Elus, but or to the moon, because Machmas, he'll bow to the moon, Machmas Ave. Machmas Ave, the moon is so beautiful, so he'll bow, he'll prostrate himself to the moon. Not that he believes that the moon is a deity, but just Machmas Kovet, he wants to give Kovet to the moon. He'll be Iver and Israel Rizor, he will not be Chayiv Mise. Me'ave Me'ire, there is no Chayiv Mise, but there will be an Israel Rizor. If he'll bow to the moon. But to a human being, there is a special heter. So the special heter applies only to a human being who is not an Avodah Zarah, but not to a human being like Homer, who is Nevad, who is an Avodah Zarah. Who is an Avodah Zarah. And the Chiddush Aran says that the heter is only to a human being who lives, but not to a human being. That special heter applies only to a human being who lives. That's what the Ran says. Not to someone who is a Sheikhina.
So it's not a question of Nevad.
No, that's something else, I mean. You see, if he's Nevat, I don't want to say in Homon, so it means even while Homon was alive. I don't mean when Homon now. Homon now, so certainly you're not allowed to bow to him. But at the time of Mordechai. So why did Mordechai, why was Mordechai Mr. Nefesh himself? Why couldn't he bow? The answer is because he was Nevat, he was an Avodah Zarah. So then there is no head. Now, here he says, Gabi Obi Vuhutzrach. Because, as a matter of fact, I think that Yerushalmi in Peye mentions Lishvach, certain goyim, that whenever they saw their father, a certain goyim, it appears, I mean, that many goyim in Zman Chazal were very particular about the mitzvah of Kibbutz. So the Yerushalmi in Peye mentions goyim who were, I mean, lishchusom, lishvachom, that they were so particular in Kibbutz Av that every time a certain goy saw his father passing by or his mother passing by, he prostrated himself to her or to him, to the father, on the ground. And that is mentioned by the Yerushalmi lishvach. Why? Because there is no Yisrof HaVrizore of prostrating yourself L'shem Kovet, as long as that human being is not Nevad, is not an Avodah Zarah by anyone, is not worshipped as a deity. So there is no Yisrael. So on the contrary, so it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to prostrate himself before a father. Of course, today it wouldn't be a mitzvah, because today, I mean, it looks ridiculous when somebody prostrates himself, you know, on the ground. So mainly it's not an expression of COVID. But let's say in the days when everyone used to prostrate himself before a king and before a nobleman, before a tsar. So as we see from Megillas Esther, I mean that before he saw, so it was customary to prostrate himself. So then it was a mitzvah to prostrate himself before a father. It was an expression. It was an expression of COVID. And let's say today, if somebody will meet his father after he hasn't seen him for some time, and he will not make the ordinary bow that he makes to the average person, so he'll be mivatil the mitzvah of meire. But and so he says it like this: Gabi obiv lehutzrach leimakein dipshite shelo yishtach velo yishem elus. Because we couldn't say that the yochel yisyori odom miobiv. That in other words, that he shouldn't be mishtachve lishim kovet. Why shouldn't he be mishtachve lishim kovet? After all, there is no issue of having zore to be mishtachve to a human being lishim kovet. So mimele, bovi vime, he certainly should be mishtachve lishim kovet. Today, it's not a mitzvah to be mishtachve because people don't consider it as a tribute, you know. But if it is customary, you know, to be mishtachve to a tsar, to a king, so then he certainly should be mishtachve to the aviv and imei derech kovet. Why not? So what could be the kavonas aprosik shel mishtachve shem elus? I mean, how could we have a salgadai toch that by aviv and imei he should be mishtachve shem elus? And to be mishtachve not lishem elus, but lishem kovet. Lishim kovet, that certainly is muter. Not only muter, if it is customary to be mishtachve to an important person, so then it's a mitzvah to be mishtachve to an avinu. Why not? Derech kovet. Esther was mishtachve every time she saw Achashverus. Why shouldn't in those days every time that a son visits the father be mishtachve in the same way as Esther was mishtachve to Achashverus? Derech kovet. So he couldn't say yochel yisyori odom miyoviv that he should be mishtachve derech kovet. Why not? How could we say Talmud Lema? No, you're not allowed. How could we say you're not allowed to be mishtachve miyoviv derech kovet? So what do we say? Yochel yisyori odom miyoviv sheyishtachve l'shem elus Talmud Lema? No. How could we chas v'sholem even have such a salgadai toch in our remotest imagination that a son should deify his father chas v'sholem? Rachmanu Litzlan. So mimele we couldn't darshan that roshi. V'ashein kein v'gabe hamikdosh av gabe hamikdosh yitztrich mishum dehave doroshe b'kdushe. So I would say true that if one bows down to a cow derech kovet, he's even nisar v'avrizore. If one bows down to a person who is to a deceased, derech kovet, the Chiddush Yaran Sanhedrin says that he's even nisar v'avrizore. But to prostrate himself to the Bais HaMikdosh derech kovet, not derech halus. Derech halus, not shayach. I mean, it's inconceivable. Not for the purpose of deifying the Bais HaMikdosh chas v'sholem. But derech kovet, in the same way as Esther prostrated herself to Achashverosh derech kovet. So I could have said that it's a mitzvah, that it comes within the mitzvah of Meiva Mikdosh to bow to the Bais HaMikdosh derech kovet. So Talmud Leima, no. Lo imi Mikdosh ato misyore, elo mishi hizir ala Mikdosh. So mimele, if someone will bow down to the Bais HaMikdosh derech kovet, he'll be even an Yisrael Vavrizore. Because there is only one heter. To bow down derech kovet to a human being, to a living human being, not to any other being. You're not allowed to bow down to a malach. And if somebody will be mishtachve to a malach derech kovet, he'll be even an Yisrael Vavrizore. If one will be mishtachve derech kovet to one of the tzaddikim, who are Sheikh Leofor, he'll be, the Chiddush Aran says, that he'll be even an Yisrael Vavrizore. All right. All right, so we'll
when Rashi says that
The Kima Mitzvah is later on.
But the Ran, it's from the same mocker as Haman. In other words, a Nevad, the Fayyar, is like not a Nevad, but both of them. Those are the same mocker, the Ran. It's with the same principle. Because Rashi's point seems to be that at least it's the Maisa that says it. With this he's Mekayim, then he turns around and says the Hefker Kiyum.
Yes, yeah, so that he's not Mekayim with this. He's not Mekayim with this.